Hello, estoy hablando con Elmer.
Sí.
Hola, Elmer. Mi nombre es Nadine Medina. Le estoy llamando de parte de Local Splash. Me dio su número Elmer, que está usando nuestros servicios y me pidió él que si le podía llamar. Yo creo que el otro día hablé yo con Javier. Yo creo que es su cuñado de usted o.
Sí.
Okay. No sé si le comentó Javier que hablé con él, pero dijo él que él iba a llamar cuando lo necesitaba. So, no sé si tú sabías que ya hubiera querido hablar con él acerca de promocionando en Google.
Sí, yo ya hablé con él y sí, queríamos intentar con ustedes también.
Okay. So, bueno, para nomás explicarle claramente lo que hacemos nosotros aquí, Elmer, nuestra compañía Local Splash. Somos asociados lo de Google y
Okay.
también asociados lo de Facebook. Ofrecemos varios diferentes productos, pero dependiendo en lo que uno necesita, ¿no? Para su empresa, ¿correcto? Cuéntame, porque busqué yo por Eden's Landscaping and Gardening, ¿ok? Nomás para ver yo como dónde tenían presencia ustedes. Yo creo que están localizados en Indianapolis, ¿no? O por allá. Okay. So, fíjate que encontré yo que tú tienes un perfil en el Google que
Sí.
lleva reseñas de 5 estrellas. Felicidades.
Gracias, sí, pero solo como
Sí.
cuatro, sí.
Sí, y también pues miré que también que ustedes que tienen un sitio de web bien bonito. ¿Quién le creó el
Sí.
sitio de web o qué maneja la perfil de Google?
Tengo un amigo que hace eso.
Oh, okay. Su amigo le está manejando la perfil de Google y el sitio de web.
Entonces, si el sitio, pues él lo hizo y el sitio está de que
Okay.
él no lo maneja. Claro, si yo le pido alguna cosa, pero lo que yo le
Okay.
pague a él por crearlo y sí tiene una forma como de llenar
Okay.
un formulario ahí, sí.
Okay, pero digo como el mantenimiento, manteniéndote como en presencia de primera página, no es algo que estás pagando a él para que lo haga, ¿correcto?
No, 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 para él solo
Okay.
fue ya la hecha de la página, nada más.
Okay, muy bien. Ahora, so el sitio de web, MapQuest, miré yo, ¿qué otras formas de marketing estás haciendo ahora, digo, para generar más nuevos clientes?
Por ahorita uso ng Leads, es uno, y me
Okay.
tira algunos.
Ajá.
También estaba usando Thumbtack, pero lo detuve hace poco porque casi no me estaba tirando mucho trabajo. Y
Okay.
también tengo otra agencia que también me tira trabajo, pero los trabajos que me tiran es más como de concreto, pero no me
Okay.
tira, digamos, no es bastante, bastante lo que me tira, ya
Ya.
que los trabajos de concreto son algo un poquito más grande de cada proyecto.
Okay. ¿El Angie, estabas pagando por lead o?
Es mensualidad que tengo con
Okay.
Angelique.
Con ellos es un contrato, ¿no?
Sí,
Creo
un
yo.
contrato de un año, sí.
Okay. ¿Cómo le está yendo con ellos? ¿Le va muy bien, más o menos?
Más o menos, la verdad, de los trabajos que tira, la verdad, sabe quizás uno o dos trabajos al mes, pero son
Okay.
trabajitos que por lo menos sí pagan lo que es la mensualidad y queda todavía.
Okay, la mensualidad, ¿cuánto es lo que estás invirtiendo con ellos? ¿350? ¿500?
Con ellos son 500, pero es un trato que me mandan, los leads que me mandan es de un
Ajá.
presupuesto de 800, pero
Oh,
yo solo pago
okay.
500.
Oh, okay, perfecto.
Sí.
Muy bien. Okay. Y so ahí estás sacando el dinero que estás invirtiendo, perfecto. Eso es lo que yo quiero escuchar. ¿Y con el Thumbtack ya no la usas?
Por el momento no, el Thumbtack ya el último 2, 3 semanas que yo lo estuve usando, como que no me tiraba el trabajo, la verdad, para nada.
Ya.
Entonces lo dejé de usar.
Lo deja.
Y a
Okay.
ese sí, yo no pagaba mucho de ese, pagaba quizás como lo menos que podía hacer, que eran como $75 a la semana.
Okay, 75 a la semana. Okay.
Sí.
Que sería como unos que dijéramos $300 al mes.
300 al
Por
mes.
allá. Okay.
Sí. Y de
Okay.
principio cuando lo empecé a usar, quizás como en junio o mayo, si sí, me
quitaba arrancaba más, ¿no?
Sí, quitaba.
El Yelp, ¿eso es el listado gratis que estás haciendo o pagas por las campañas?
Es gratis. Tenía la campaña porque me dieron como para hacer ads de gratis por un mes. Entonces tenía un valor como de 600 al mes, pero me dieron un mes gratis y la verdad no igual no sentí como que me vinieron muchos trabajos.
Me le estaba cayendo mucho.
Sí, no, entonces. Por Yelp nunca pagué, ¿no? Usted el mes queda gratis nada más.
Claro, claro. ¿Y tú enfocas más en lo que dijera yo el hardscape o también el mantenimiento?
Pues la verdad hacemos de todo. Por eso la verdad quisiera, digamos, enfocarme quizás en una sola cosa para, ¿me entiendes? Para no estar queriendo promocionar todas las cosas de un solo.
Okay.
Entonces lo que tengo ahorita, como digo, con otra agencia, lo único que promocionan ellos es mi hardscaping, como concreto, patios, todo eso.
Ajá.
Y ya con ustedes tenía interesado buscar quizás como más de árboles.
Más de árboles, posible. Quizás. Okay.
Sí.
Okay. ¿Usted tiene aseguranza para el negocio o todavía estás en el?
Sí,
tiene. Okay.
Sí. Y tengo un bond también. Insurance.
Ah, perfecto. Mínimo de 100,000 general liability.
La verdad no estoy seguro ahorita.
Me imagino que a lo mejor tienes como 1,000,000 o 2,000,000. Yo siempre, cuando les pregunto a uno, siempre tienen más de lo que pide el Estado, ¿no?
¿Qué el general liability dice usted? Ahorita voy a chequear.
Ok. Sería el general liability insurance.
Sí, de each occurrence dice 300,000.
Ay, tu inglés está bien bonito.
Sí, yo
hablo inglés. Español de pocha.
Sí,
pero
si
me entiendes,
right? Español, como quiera.
Bueno, ¿cuál prefieres?
Yo cualquiera, si usted prefiere español, como sea.
Bueno, si hay una palabra que no puedo decir en español, se lo digo en inglés.
Okay. ¿Qué es tu primer idioma, inglés?
Ya. Yeah.
Okay, el mío también.
Really? Oh my gosh, yeah. Well then you want to talk English?
Okay, that's fine, then we can speak English.
Okay, mijo, perfect. You know what, it's because, okay, my family, they didn't teach us Spanish because they didn't want us knowing what the adults were talking about, and I tell my mom, like, that was a punishment, fue un castigo, you know, because that hurt you later. But aquí estamos. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to focus more on the tree services, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, tree removal, stump grinding. Do you do tree transplanting, anything like that?
Yes, we do transplanting, preferably not stump grinding. Stump grinding, if it comes up, I have someone who does it, but that's just a buddy.
But
of
it's
mine.
Not something you would really want to promote that you do leads for that. Okay.
Yeah, no, for sure, no.
And then let me take a look. So no one's managing the Google Business Profile. You just had someone build it for you. And then what about Facebook? Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
I created an account a while ago, but I honestly don't.
You don't really use it.
Never really kept up about it. Yeah, I made it maybe 2 years ago, I think.
Now, do you do any type of lawn care? I mean, I know you do a lot of hardscape. I saw beautiful work, by the way.
Yeah.
But do you do any lawn care? Or is that more like if you've had past clients, you know, that still use that?
Yeah, so as far as lawn care, all we really do is kind of bed maintenance. So kind of the most guys will go pull weeds and stuff.
Yeah.
At the moment, I don't do any mowing. If you think that it's worth it, personally, I just don't think it'll be worth it this year because there's maybe 2 months left in the season.
Absolutely.
But next year,
not.
I for sure want to get into mowing next year for sure.
Okay. Let me tell you why I'm asking. I'm going to kind of go over some subcategories with you because I'm really leaning towards this one particular package that I think is going to be a really, really good fit. But I want to make sure that it's going to be the right fit for you. Okay. And I'll explain how it all works. When I'm talking about, I'll give you an example. when I'm talking about the tree services, tree cabling and bracing, tree planting, tree removal, tree transplanting, tree trimming and pruning. You do all those. For the majority.
As far as like tree bracing, I would say no.
Okay. Tree planting, do you do that? Or transplanting?
Yeah. Okay. I can do tree planting, transplanting, yes.
Tree removal and tree trimming and pruning, or not so much tree trimming and pruning?
Not so much. If it comes up, okay. I do have a climber.
That's okay. But at least you do three of these. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to talk to you about what we call the landscaper. Do you do artificial turf?
No.
Concrete masonry. Yes, right?
Yes, sure.
Driveway landscaping?
Yes.
Garden decorations?
Yes.
Grading and resloping?
Yes.
Hardscapes, landscape design?
Yes.
Landscape installs and water features, outdoor water features?
Yes.
Driveway or walkway paving?
Yes.
Retaining walls?
Yes.
Sod and seeding?
Yes.
Stone masonry?
Could we be more specific? Stone masonry? Well, I think so.
Stone
it's
masonry,
like natural.
Yeah, I think it's more like natural stone. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
Because if I see it, then I know. Yeah, it's more like, you know what this is when they're doing the walls, but with stone?
Yeah, yeah, I can do that as well.
It's like doing the structures, but sculpted with stone.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I can do that as well.
Okay, and then what's this other one here? Outdoor steps and walkway landscaping.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So that one's good. I'm going to look at the lawn care one. And I know it's silly that I'm asking you this, but there's lawn mowing and maintenance, irrigation, repair, and maintenance.
I can, but I honestly...
But it's not something you really... Mulching and, it's okay, Mule. Mulching and seeding?
Yes.
Lawn pest control?
No.
Sod installation?
Yes.
Weed control?
Yes.
Yard cleanup?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to share with you this program, okay? It's a package that is one of my favorites. We're going to go over it. If you're like, not really, then we'll take a look and see what other options there are. Okay. Basically, the way that we set up our program, it's on a 2-month verbal agreement. However, you pay monthly. Okay. It's a month-to-month program because we prefer to earn your business. Now, this pack, we offer a multitude of services, okay, under one umbrella. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
So they're the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page, and they have a check mark that says sponsored Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Now what that is, it's Google's pay-per-lead program where the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not going to share it with anyone. Okay. It is only sent to you. Now there are requirements for that program because Google is also putting up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So I say it's almost as if Google, you know, guarantees your work. Okay. So requirements is that you have 5 Google reviews, which will help you get those reviews. They do require that you have just insurance for the lawn care category, the tree service category, and for the landscaper category, because there's 3 different categories that you would qualify for. They only require insurance. They will also run a background check, okay? They want to make sure that you don't have any felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors, credit, or DUIs, okay? I'm sure in the last 7 years, you have a completely clean record, right?
Yes.
Now, so they'll require, like they'll ask you for either your social, if you don't have a social security, they're going to ask you for your EIN or your I-10. Which one of those do you have?
I have a social.
Okay, perfect. Now, for this particular program, okay, there's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application, Elmer, you're going to fill it out and submit it, and we're going to push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, for you to get approved, okay, it takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks, but I've seen some people get approved literally in 3 weeks. It's going to determine how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Now, once you get approved, we'll call you to notify you and to activate the leads within 3 days. Okay, now remember, these leads are not like Angie's leads. These are going to be direct calls coming to you, and you're not going to share them with anyone. Okay? Okay. Now, we're going to go over the landscaper first. Okay, so the landscaper vertical, or actually the one I have pulled up first, is the tree service. So for the tree service, the minimum monthly budget to activate your leads is $400. And that'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. Your leads are $30.67. Okay? So when a call comes through, it's going to deduct it from the $400 budget. The kicker on it is that if someone calls you outside of your services, okay, Google will credit the lead back to you because it would be considered unqualified. If they're calling you, let's say you just have your tree leads on and they're calling you to cut grass, but those leads aren't on, unqualified. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. If they called you just for stump grinding, that's not included in your service, unqualified, credited back.
Okay.
If they called you to see if you're hiring or solicitate you, it's an unqualified lead. They credit it back. If they called you outside of your service area, and as long as you're not accepting the job, it's an unqualified lead. They credit it back. What they're going to consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
Google will assign a special tracking number to you, and they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, because we monitor it as well, if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf. Okay?
Okay.
If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from the $400 budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So what that means is that the following month, you're only going to pay $30.67 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. If you're going on vacation or you just got too much work, you need to shut off the leads, you call us, we shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us back to turn them back on.
Okay?
Now, the landscaper is a different category that you qualify for. The landscaper minimum monthly budget is $612. The cost per lead is $46.67. Okay?
Okay?
Same process. Unqualified, qualified leads. Now, there's also the lawn care. The lawn care minimum monthly budget is $488. The cost per lead is $37.33. Same process. Unqualified, qualified.
Okay.
I would suggest getting approved, okay, for all three. And when it's time to activate your leads, you can say, you know what? I only want the tree leads for right now. They will not activate the landscaper or the lawn care ones, right? Only the trees. So you would only start paying with the $400 to start to activate them, right?
Okay.
But let's say you decided, you know what? I don't want the lawn care on one yet. What I want is just the tree and the landscaper leads. Then what you're going to pay is a higher budget. You're going to pay the $612. And when the tree lead comes in, it's going to deduct $30.67. When it's the landscaper lead, it'll deduct $46.67. So you're not paying $400 and $612. You're going to pay the higher one. Does that make sense?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So it's like this, right? You get approved for all three categories. Now, I know lawn right now, you're probably not going to want those leads on, right? Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would say, hey, let's go ahead and turn on the landscaper leads, and let's turn on the tree service leads, okay? You know tree service, the minimum monthly budget is $400. The landscaper's minimum monthly budget is $612. Well, you're not going to pay $400 plus $612. What you're going to pay is $612. You might get two leads in that first month that are tree services, so it'll deduct 3067 times 2 from the 612 budget. You might get one landscaper lead. You know it's deducting 4667. Well, now what's left over in the $612 budget, that rolls over to, let's say, October now, right? Because you got approved in September, we'll say. It rolls over to October. So now in October, you're only going to pay what you need to complete the $612 budget for that month.
Okay.
Does that make a little bit more sense now? Okay.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, perfect. I recommend, and listen, you don't have to turn on the landscaper one. You could say, I only want the tree ones on. And we'll do that. But you could say next year, hey, I want you guys to activate all three categories. Okay, then you know you're going to pay $612, and that's going to give you up to 13 leads. Some of them might be three, might be lawn care, two might be tree service, and the rest might be landscaping, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you're going to exceed the 612. The only time you pay more on your minimum monthly budget, Elmer, is if you say, hey, I want up to 50 leads this month. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this, we have to complement it with one of our other services, which I would recommend for you, the Google and Facebook marketing side of it. So complemented with the Google Guaranteed is going to be a fixed flat rate of $299, and this is going to cover us managing your Google business profile on the first page of Google in the local map, where 90% of searches are going to start and stop. So we'll maintain you there. Whether they're looking for specific, you want to focus on tree services, if you want the landscaping, we can use multiple services, okay? We list you on Bing. We do Facebook advertising where we will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. It's a click-to-call ad. You're not incurring click fees. We also will promote Yelp. Apple Maps is part of our directory submission. We make sure your website's always attached. We will not go in there and change your website. Okay? We just want to make sure it's attached, and we cover the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet would find you listed on the first page. Okay. This package combined into one is what we call the ideal package. Basically, how it's going to work, your initial investment today would be $549. The following month, on the 14th, you will only be paying $299. Okay? Because you're still going through the approval for the Google Guaranteed. Once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, then you're going to have the activation budget that'll be charged within 3 days. We have to call you to notify you you've been approved. And then within 3 days, we want to activate your leads. At that time, you'll tell us, okay, when you activate my leads, I only want to activate the tree service leads. Okay, then that means that in 3 days, they're going to charge you the $400 to turn on the leads for the tree service. Depending on what you get in that first month determines what you pay the following month. So if you only got one lead in the month, you know next month you're only going to pay $3067 for the Google Guaranteed part of it. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions so far?
I don't think so.
Okay. How do you feel about it, Elmer?
I think it sounds okay. So just to understand you on...
Yeah.
If I were to do the tree service only, which you said is $400 a month plus the Facebook deal, how much would I be looking at a monthly?
How I would, well, let me explain it to you like this because this might be a little bit easier, right? At least for me in my mind it is. So I'm going to give you an example. We start you off today. You're going to pay $549. Your billing every 14th of the month is going to be $299. Because that's covering the maintenance and programming of the Google business profile and the directory submission, right? And it's also including the Facebook advertising. That's what the $299 covers, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say now September 14th comes. We're only charging you automatically the $299. And let's say September 30th, right? You get approved for Google Guaranteed. we're going to call you and we're going to say, hey, Elmer, you just got approved for Google Guaranteed. Okay. We're going to activate your leads in 3 days. And then you'll say, okay, make sure that you only activate the tree services. So then that means we're going to charge you the $400, right?
Okay.
Now, that means that in September, on the 14th, you had paid $299, and then you activated your leads on the 30th. Let's just say you said, oh, no, activate them right now that I got approved. So there's that 1 month that you would have paid $299 plus the $400. So that would have been like, what, $699? Now,
yeah.
Let's say come October, you're like, you know what? I only want to stick with the Google Guaranteed. You can drop the other program. You don't have
okay,
to keep both. Yeah.
So the $299 is more of a service fee, just like for maintaining all the...
It's maintaining the Facebook ads. It's maintenance on the Google Business Profile, the directories that we have you listed on. It's covering the programming of your keywords and your search terms. So not only are you showing up on the first page within the local map, but you're also appearing in the Google Guaranteed. You always, there is that option, right? That you would be paying $299 plus $400 or $299 plus for the one lead that you got the month before, right?
Okay.
But I will tell you this, it would never be more than $699 in a month that you would be paying, unless if you said, I want more leads and your minimum monthly budget changed, right? Or unless you turned on the landscaper leads. You know what I mean? But you could always say, like, once you start seeing how Google Guaranteed work, you might say, hey, you know what? I just want Google Guaranteed. We're not going to tell you you can't cancel the other product, right? The other package, part of the package that we're doing. I would say if you ever cancel that, you want to make sure you at least call 3 business days before your next billing, so that way you don't incur the charge of the $299 if you're going to cancel that part of it. Okay?
Okay.
So again, all of our programs are month to month because we like to earn your business. I'm confident, you know, when someone's making money, right? Whoever cancels on profit. I've never heard of anybody. But you know what I mean? It's again, we don't hold you hostage here. We don't put you on a contract. I know Angie's does that. I still don't understand the concept of why they do contracts, because to me, any type of anything that I sign up for, I understand if there's a 2 or 3 month commitment to something. Like, okay, I signed up for a trainer at my gym and they said, well, it's going to be a 2 month commitment. I'm like, okay, that's cool, because you know what? I'm not going to see results in 2 sessions. I got to at least give it a fair 2 months. You know what I mean?
Yep,
and make it worth not just their while, but my while too. So for me to see results, I got to be consistent. And if I'm on a 2 month commitment, you know, I'm paying for that. So I'm going to make sure that I'm doing what I got to do on my end to get the results that I'm looking for. Right. So it's just basically saying that is what we're saying. And I think that's with any company. That's fair, you know. But yeah, this is how it would all work, Elmer. Okay.
Okay.
Do you think this is worth giving a shot? I mean, this way we can prove it to you.
I think so. So one question I did want to ask, because the one I'm leaning towards the most is definitely the tree service.
Okay.
As far as my insurance, I do not know if it includes tree service insurance. When I made it, it was back in April, and I believe it was more into, I mean, it is general liability, so I don't know if it has to be something specific for tree service or...
It's basically, all it has to say on there is what they're looking for. It's called the COI, okay? It's the Certificate of Liability Insurance paper is what they want. It'll show what your aggregate is. It'll show what your general liability is. It'll show your company name, right?
No.
So they want it specifically. That's what they want, and that is at least a minimum of $100,000 general liability. That is what the state requires, and that's what they're asking for. It doesn't have to say specifically, oh, it's a tree service that's covered.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that. It's like if it had a different name other than Eden's Landscaping and Gardening, they want everything to be uniform. It's got to be the same name. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So it can't say, like, Tom's Tree Service, they're going to be like, whose insurance is this? This does not match the company. So that, okay, they would like kick it back and say, nope, give us the correct one.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, that's all basically that they want. Which is,
okay,
you know, in California, because that's where we're based out of, they want licensing for everything. Even for gardeners, they have to have a license. I'm like, really? To cut someone's grass? And I live in California, but you know what? I've had some that are gardeners and they don't do pest control, right? But because that's part of gardening, if you don't have the pesticide license, they don't qualify for Google Guaranteed in California. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're a lot stricter in California, which I think is just, you know, when it comes down to Elmer, everybody wants money.
Yeah.
The states, they want money, you know, whatever.
Yep. Okay, yeah, I definitely think I'm interested. So today you said the startup fee, I guess, would be
$549. Uh-huh, would be to start it up. And then, now next month, on September 14th, remember, you're only going to be automatically charged the $299, okay? And then once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, we have to call you to let you know the approval. And remember that within 3 days, they're going to activate the lease. Unless if you said otherwise, no, go ahead and activate them now, the tree lease. Okay, they charge you the $400. Or you might say, can you activate the lease on Friday? Or can you activate them next week? Then that's when they'll charge you the $400.
Okay.
So I recommend get approved for all three categories. I would notate it that you're only focusing right now on the tree services. And then when they call you, they're going to ask you, Elmer, since you've been approved, do you want to activate all three categories or just the tree services? They're not just going to automatically turn them all on, because that doesn't make any sense, especially if you can't do the lawn care right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have the ability to pause your leads when you need to, okay? Whether you're going on vacation, if you're just super bombarded with too much work, you call us and you say, I need you guys to pause them. We pause them. We won't turn them back on until you call us and say, okay, go ahead and turn them back on, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what's the best email for you?
It would be my first and last name, Homer Santos.
Okay.
964.
Uh-huh.
At Gmail.
Okay. So this will be where we send your receipt. It's where we're going to send any correspondence from us is going to be to your email. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be preparing a couple emails for you. And then, so you're going to be receiving quite a bit, but I'm going to try to get you through this as quickly as possible. However, Elmer, I like to make sure that we're crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, okay? If there's anything at all that you don't understand, you stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, can you explain that? Okay? Please don't hesitate to ask me questions.
Okay.
Aside from yourself, are we going to also be notating someone else on your account that would be authorized to make any changes, or is it just going to be you for now?
It would just be me.
Just for you. Okay. Okay. So let me put tree. I'm putting all this in for you so that way you know what everything's going to be. And then I'm going to put landscape for is 612. This way you just have what all the minimum monthly budgets are, just in case if you were to forget, right?
Oh, yeah.
Putting it all in here for you. And then the lawn care is $488. Okay. And then I appreciate your patience. I know it can be kind of lengthy, right? But I just want to make sure everything gets notated correctly. I don't like making mistakes or that we miss something. How long have you been in business now, Elmer, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so it's been maybe 3 to 4 years.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So the only thing has been that before it was, we basically worked as subcontractors.
Uh-huh.
We were our own business, but always kind of working under another name. This
right.
year we kind of falling out with the contractor.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's fine.
But now it's time to make your own money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very good.
So
you know,
equipment, experience, we have lots of it. It's just that we never built our own clientele, you know.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to some guy. He's in the industry of, he does general contracting, right?
Okay.
And he was telling me, he goes, you know, I asked him, like, oh, well, what, so you've always had, like, the experience? He goes, you know what, Nadine, I worked for a company, and for many years, I was helping them generate money, clientele.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, I'm doing all this work, and he wasn't, like, really getting compensated as he felt he should have. And they ended up having, like, a falling out, right? And he goes, you know, all these years I've always worked for people, helped them build their business, their clientele, like, and I finally said, you know what, maybe it's time for me to now work for myself, like, create my own schedule, you know, because no one's going to appreciate my work like I do, right?
Yeah.
And that's what happened with him, and he was just like, you know what, and it's less stress. You would think more stress when you're running your own business, but it was less stressful for him. He was just like, yeah, I was just kind of over it already. And I said, man, I'm sorry to hear that happened. He's all, it was a blessing in disguise. So
yep,
I'm like,
that's
okay, well, good for you, you know? Yeah, that's amazing. So I just sent you the email that says ideal package, and it gives you the whole breakdown. So, you know, the $299, just so you know, and this is what I mean, you will never pay per click. $100 of the $299 is going to be allocated to your Facebook ads that we're managing. Okay. So you will not incur click fees. Okay. Just an FYI. And it gives you the whole breakdown of everything. I also sent you as well our client dashboard example, because you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system. It's important for you to track your results and not just take our word for it that this program is working. So you'll be able to see the phone calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search. So I sent you an example of that just to take a look at, okay?
That's all the way at the bottom?
Yes. Well, no. There's another email I sent you that says client dashboard analytics.
Okay. I see.
Okay. Now, we don't have Google Ads included in your package, Elmer, and I'm going to tell you why, because Google Guaranteed is better than the Google Ads.
Okay.
Google Guaranteed is one of Google's better products, and for you, I don't think you need the Google Ads, to be quite honest. You're going to have better success with the Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
This phone number that you and I are speaking on, is this the best number for us to reach you at? The 463?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to send you right now two text messages, and then I just need you to confirm when you receive them. Let me go here. So I was considered the lead on the account. However, I still like to provide my information, so this way you have it for your records. You are going to have a team dedicated to your account. So the first text is going to have my name with my number and extension. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account as well as an account manager. Okay. Our job is to do the work and you focus on your jobs. I'm always going to ask you keep the open communication with us. Okay. Because that's how we're going to be successful, both of us. As long as we're communicating with each other, the account manager with you, if you got changes, you and the team. Okay. So always keep that open communication.
Right.
I'm going to send you our 877 number. This is the second text that's coming. Make sure you got both, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've only gotten one right now.
Okay,
right,
there's a second one that's going to come in. The second text, this has our 877 number. I also sent you your login credentials. When you open it up, it'll say your login credentials, your username is your phone number, no dashes. Your password is all one word, lowercase, netbing. Do you see that there?
Yep.
Okay. Our 877-635-6225 number, I want you to save that in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, because when our customer support calls you, it's going to be from that number.
Okay.
Okay? So I want you to have it programmed in your phone, so this way you never lose our number. All right?
Okay.
Now, Elmer, the company name, how I see it right now reading on Google, is Edens, with an apostrophe S, gardening,
yes.
The word and landscaping, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. What is the address that you verified the business at? Is it like your home address?
Yes.
Okay. What's that address? We're not going to put it anywhere online. I just need it to have it in our back office for our records.
Okay. It's 11921 East 21st Street.
Okay.
And that's Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
And the zip code is 46229.
Okay. Perfect. And then there's the edens-landscaping.com. That's your website, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't see it attached to your Google Business profile.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is that happened, but no, I was never able to get it attached.
Okay. I'll let the team know that needs to be attached. Yeah, that definitely needs to be attached. Okay. All right. Now, your Facebook page, I know you said you haven't done much with it. Your Facebook page, does it say the full company name on it?
I think so, but if you guys are...
You're not sure?
It might just be easy to create a brand new one, and I'll try and delete that one.
Okay. You at least have a personal Facebook page, right?
Yes, the personal one, yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find the business one just real quick. Let me see here. Well, that one's not yours. Eden Landscaping and Gardening Services. That one's not yours. Man, there's a whole bunch of them or what? That's crazy. That one's not yours.
Okay, so I found that it's only Eden's Landscaping on there.
Eden's Landscaping?
Yes, that's all it is on Facebook.
Okay, let me see. You're like, I found it. Okay, because I was looking by the full name. Okay, let me see. It's got your phone number on it, right? What's the profile picture?
Just like a logo of the company.
What color is the logo?
It's black and white. Just says Edens in big letters.
Oh, I found it.
Okay.
It's got like a leaf or something, right?
Yes.
463-230-4660. Okay, perfect. Oh, this is good. You did a good job on it so far. Okay.
Thank you.
You're going to add us on your welcome. So what you'll be doing, and the technician's going to walk you through all this, you're going to add us on as managers to both the Google Business profile as well as the Facebook business page so that we're doing the optimizing and management and running the Facebook ads. Okay. And the text will walk you through that. Okay, perfect. Let me go here now. So for the billing, Elmer, the card that you're going to be using today, and it'll be the card on file, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It is my name.
Your name. How does your name read on there? Is it just Elmer Santos, or is there like a middle initial?
Let me get it to be sure, but I think it has my full middle name on there as well.
How's the weather over there right now?
It's pretty hot.
Is it really? Like humid hot or dry heat?
Like dry heat. It's been really, really bad these days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the name of the card is Elmer L.E. Santos. So the middle name is E-L-E-E.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And last name.
Santos, how you would spell it, S-A-N-T-O-S, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Elmer L.E. Santos. Okay.
Yeah.
Same billing address as the 11921 East 21st Street? Okay.
Yes.
Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it Discover?
It's a Visa.
What is the card number whenever you're ready?
Yep, it's 4347.
Uh-huh.
6905.
Okay.
3933-0466.
Uh-huh. When does it expire, the month and the year?
0429.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
600.
Before I process your payment, Elmer, I'm going to walk you through. It's a voice verification recording, and it's because I have you on a pre-agreement program, okay? It's going to serve as an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send along with your invoice, okay? When I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have, you know, an understanding, clear understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Eden's Gardening and Landscaping.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Elmer Santos, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Elmer, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to please save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash, because when we call, customer service will call from that number, okay? As a result of increased visibility, okay, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
You could do the city I was born in.
What city were you born in?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Okay.
Yes.
Now, when we call you, right, let's say you're unsure, like, is this really Local Splash calling me? Ask, what's my security question? We'll tell you Brooklyn, city you were born in. If they refuse to give you the security question, or if they say, oh, you don't need it, disconnect the call.
Okay.
Okay? If they hang up on you, then you know it really wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, excuse me. I'm going to give you an example, right? So, like, several of my clients, they get calls from a company called Yelp. You're probably familiar with them. Basically, Yelp offers advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you're interested in trying it out, let me know, because I could get you, I could possibly get you an offer at a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
If you're ever interested in Yelp ads. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. We're just saying before you do, give us a call to make sure that we're not already providing that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Now, as a part of verification process, okay, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, your proof of insurance, the Google Guaranteed application, and any other items that are recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. Okay? We kindly ask you that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame could result in delays or the suspension of your account with us. Not the Google profile. We're talking about your account here with us. It'll delay it. Okay? So what we're asking is if you do agree to submit these items within the 7 days.
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 14th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 14th day of each month in the discounted amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. Again, once you get approved for the Google Guarantee, the team will call to notify you to activate the leads in 3 days. And whether it's we're just activating the tree service leads, okay, then you're paying the $400 to activate it, okay? Or if it's the landscaper and tree, then you know you pay the higher one, okay?
Okay.
But that would be discussed during the note you get receiving the call for the approval, okay? Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Again, that number is 877-635-6225. Please make sure that you speak with a live representative if you need a pause or cancel. To prevent those charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. And I'm talking about especially the $299 part of it because it's always on the 14th. So you want to make sure you call 3 business days before the 14th if you're going to cancel that part of it, okay? So that way you don't get charged on that date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating your package, and then I'll be processing the payment. You're going to start receiving a series of text messages and emails, okay, and we'll be going over those as well. I probably maybe need about 7 to 10 minutes, and then we'll be all set, okay? Next order of business, Elmer, we're going to schedule a client interview. The client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? But I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Either we schedule it today or no later than tomorrow, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving.
Okay.
Do you prefer an appointment today or tomorrow so I can look at the schedule?
I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Like around what time tomorrow?
Maybe 9 a.m.
Around 9, your time? Okay, let me see what I have. I might have a 10 to 11, might be the earliest, but let me check, okay?
Okay.
Because you are 3 hours ahead of me, right? You're on Eastern time right now.
Yeah,
so we're always here for you, just so you know, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, but for you, that's 10 to 7, okay? So let me take a look and see. I actually have for tomorrow, the earliest is going to be 10 to 11 o'clock your time. Will that work? Or do you want me to see what other times we have? That'll work? Okay, perfect.
That should be fine, yeah.
Okay. We're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock. We're going to call you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, Elmer, we called you and you're like, hey, you know what? I need 5 or 10 more minutes. Don't worry. We will call you right back. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, let me go here. I'm going
to
send you the calendar.
Also...
Yeah,
I
want
to also ask a question, which hopefully it's not too late, but just another service that I really like to provide right now during the holidies is Christmas lighting. So I don't know if that would bundle into anything
that you guys already do. Yeah, Mijo. So the Christmas lighting, I was going to ask you about that too when I was going over your keywords, your services, but you beat me to it. Okay, so the Christmas lighting, right?
Yeah.
We can do that for the keywords and for the Facebook ads, especially. We don't have Christmas lighting specific for the Google Guaranteed, But we can do it for your Google profile page, the directories, and also we can do it for the Facebook ads, especially with the Facebook ads, because you know what? You can do a promotional thing where you could say like new Christmas light clients or whatever, right? You're running a special. Do you usually run specials for the Christmas lights?
Normally not really. But
okay.
Again,
but it's a good way to promote.
In someone else's business.
But it's a good way to promote, though.
Yeah,
especially
for sure.
Especially around probably, I would say, como like around October, right? Is usually when you start promoting that, when you worked for the other company. Is that what
you
did?
Yeah, so like first week of October, we would start installing.
So
already.
So we can definitely focus on that. Oh yeah. We'll list it as your keywords, especially because people get on the hunt looking for that stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And let me tell you, do you guys store them too or no?
Oh yeah. So the only way I really like to do it is a leasing system. So it would be my lights that I would install, I would remove, and I would store in the off season.
No way. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. That is so much better. I'm going to tell you that because
it really is.
You know what, Elmer? Like my in-laws, they do their lights, and one year they finally said, you know what, we're done. My father-in-law's getting older. He can't always be up there.
Yeah.
You know, his sons aren't always around to help him. And you know what, he shouldn't even be getting on a ladder anyways. And then my mother-in-law's like, it's such a mess having to store everything. And so I told him, I said, well, why don't you just hire somebody? They're like, no, we are. We're going to hire someone to just install the lights. We're sick of doing it ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
And those people literally, they literally will come and bring their own lights. So I think that's so cool because you don't have to store them. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. So that's what we offer. It's the install, the removal, the storage in the off season, as well as
that's
any maintenance.
Awesome.
If I get a call that there is one light bulb that turns off, I'll be there to switch it.
Sweet. That is awesome. All right. Listen, I'm looking at your hours of operation. You're Monday through Saturday, 7 to 10. Sunday is closed?
Yes, and if we're able to update Sunday to open as well, I don't mind.
Okay. What do you want me to notate? So Monday through Sunday, 7 to 10, or how do you want me to put the hours?
Yeah, as far as they're receiving calls, I really don't mind.
Okay.
Whatever time.
Okay. So let me update that then on my end. So this way the team knows that they need to go ahead and update that. Yeah, it says 7 to 10. Sunday was closed, but I'll tell them that we need to add Sunday same hours. Okay. Let me go here. All right. Ten p.m. Okay. Now, for the Facebook ads, okay, we can target up to 50 miles. When Google guaranteed, you can cover wherever your insurance covers you. If you wanted to cover the whole state, you could. Okay? Are you okay with the 50 miles for the Facebook ads?
That should be fine, yeah.
Okay. And let me see. Tomorrow's Friday. I can't believe we're like halfway through August. Month is flying. I'm like, oh my gosh, before you know it, it's Christmas again, and I haven't even finished paying off last year's gifts. I'm still paying on that. Too many grandkids is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take a look here. Okay. Do you prefer, when we speak with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text messages.
Text. Okay. And then now, you know how your phone number currently shows? What we do, and this doesn't cost you anything, we put a tracking number, a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone number. Okay. This is how you're going to track, are you really getting calls?
Okay.
This is also going to prevent from you getting spam calls. Okay. Sure. I'm not saying you'll never get another spam call, but it's going to cut it down. Okay. And it's a way for you to track your phone calls. You could even block a spam call if one came in. Okay. Your Facebook page, let me put the link here. I just had it. Where'd it go? Okay, let me grab it from here. Mind you, I put it somewhere. There it is. Okay. And then, okay. So for this part, you have your own website. Make sure that that's attached. Okay. This is now the vertical we're going to put. I'm going to put all of them so this way they know. And like I said, just get yourself approved for all of them. You do not have to turn all of them on. I'm going to let them know that your main focus is going to be on the tree services for the Google Guaranteed, but they will still ask you, okay, just so you know.
Okay.
Now, once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, okay, and we call you, Google's also going to notify us if you qualify for what they call max bidding. What that means is you could choose to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top of the Google Guaranteed, okay? But that's upon Google's approval, okay? Just so you know. You mentioned you have, okay, you are not a Google Guaranteed client yet because we're getting you through that process. This does not apply to you. This part does not apply to you either. Okay. Yes, you're willing to go through the background check. So when there's two different companies that Google uses for the background check. One is called Pinkerton and the other one is called Evident ID. Elmer, once we know who it is, we're going to notify you because you need to be on the lookout for either the email or the text message. One of them might ask you to send us a front and back copy of your driver's license or your identification or your U.S. passport, right? Because they're identifying that it's you that they're running the background check on. The other one might say put in your birth date, your name, your social, because, again, they're identifying it's you, okay?
Yeah.
All right. But we'll let you know who it is so this way you're aware. And you got to respond within 24 hours, like real time, or else we got to tell them, resend it. Okay?
Okay.
We're only asking you for the certificate of liability insurance, and on the application, we will show you an example, okay, of which paper we need. Now, I'm going to email you right now the application. I also send it to you in a text message. I need you to take a look, Elmer, either your text messages or your emails. There's going to be a lot of them that you received. Open up the first one because there's a couple of them I need you to open, but I need to see which one it is. So what does the first one say, whether you're looking at your text or emails?
As in the first one I received?
Yes.
That one was the, hi, this is Nadine Medina from Local Slash.
Okay, and then what was the one after that? The one with customer service and your login credentials, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then what was after that?
After that, it's a contact card.
Okay, and then after that?
And then thank you for choosing Local Slash. We sent a copy of your invoice.
Yes, that's the one I want you to open.
Okay.
So it goes on to say, we sent a copy of your invoice located to the email below, right?
Yes.
And then it says, please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms, right? So you're going to click on that. Okay. Now, it goes to a page that says Local Slash Terms of Experience, okay? Do you see where it shows your phone number? Mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay, make sure it's your phone number in there.
Yep.
Okay. Now, there's these three boxes. The first box that you're going to click in to do the check mark says that you agree to receive SMS, which is text messages, sent to your phone number from us.
Nope.
Okay. Then it says in the next box, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is complete and accurate. You're basically saying it's your card, your name that you provided on the card. Okay?
Yes.
The next one says, you acknowledge that your payments are automatic and recurring.
Yep.
Okay. And then the box below that says sign, you're going to click inside that box. You're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Elmer space, Eli space, Santos. You don't need to put the date because it is already there.
Okay.
And then you'll confirm your signature. Once you do that, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see that. Okay, perfect. So the username and password, remember I sent you earlier?
Yep.
This is how you're going to track your results, okay? If you want to try it right now while we're on the phone, put your phone number but with no dashes, all together, the numbers, 463-230-4660. And then I'll tell you your password. Oh, you're logged in? Perfect.
Yeah.
So you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know. The technician's going to be working on it, but I wanted you to try it while we were on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's another one that'll say action pictures needed for Google verification. Okay? This one, we like to have these things on hand because if for any reason Google says, hey, we need something, we're not calling you and bugging you for it.
Okay?
We like to be ahead of the game. So on this list, there might be some items that you don't have. So we want you to send us the items that you do have. So like, for example, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, business license, business insurance. Send us a picture. If you have business cards that you pass out, send us a photo of that. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, but not with your client's information on it, okay?
Sure.
On that list, some things you might not have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can, okay?
Okay.
There's another one. Okay.
Right now I log in. What it gives me is connect your Google business profile and decide if I want to connect to Google.
I would say wait until the technician talks with you tomorrow so they can walk you through that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I would rather that they walk you through that part. I'm sure you probably know more than I do when it comes to that. I would rather that they do that with you on the phone, okay? Now, there's one that says Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. We now charge a non-refundable one-time application fee. You will never pay that application again, okay? To continue the application process for the program, please review and complete this application form. It's kind of like in blue. You're going to click on that application form, and then it's going to open up the Google Guaranteed application through our company, Local Splash. Okay?
So where am I looking at this?
It's either in your text message or your email. We sent it to both. It'll say Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins.
Okay.
Okay? When you're filling out this application, okay, make sure that the company name matches with what's on your insurance, right?
Yeah.
There's a part that's going to ask you, how many employees do you have? Now, I'm going to tell you something, Elmer. If you put you have 2 employees or 3 employees, what's going to happen is it's going to ask you for their information, and then it's going to want to run their background check.
Okay.
We only want the background check to be ran on the person that is doing the bidding and the person that's actually collecting the money, which I'm assuming that's only you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So where it's asking you about the employees, you put 0. When it's asking you for the employees' information, you're going to put N/A, not applicable. Okay? This application is super simple. It's nothing complicated, but listen, if you get stuck on a question, you don't know how to answer it, call me. Okay? Or one of our team members will help you. Okay? Now, starting from our timeline, we're going to send you notifications that things are being processed. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. Keep in mind, that can already start generating phone calls for you. To 14 days, the Facebook ads are live and visible. These can already start generating phone calls for you, okay?
Okay.
What we state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, I'm always going to tell you that the first page placement on Google can happen, okay? within 45 to 60 days, even when, Elmer, I have seen it happen sooner. I'm still okay. going to stick to that timeline just because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? Now, also, the Google Guaranteed, remember, that takes 4 to 8 weeks, but how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check is also going to determine that as well. We're going to keep you, though, in the loop, you know, as these steps are being completed, just because we want you to be aware also of the work that we're doing, okay? As far as, aside from the Google Guaranteed, what I also put under your keywords, okay, for the local listing of your Google Business Profile and the directories, as well as the Facebook ads, the keywords that I'm listing, I put that you want to focus on tree services, right? Hardscape. I'm going to put landscape. And this is just giving them an idea so that way they know where to start from with you. They'll go over more in detail. I'm going to put Christmas lighting as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they'll go over more in detail with you. I'm going to send you the reminder an hour before your interview, just to remind you tomorrow that it'll be in the next hour. But I'm going to do my best to be available when it's time for the client interview, because I want to be able to do the introduction with you. But if I'm not available, they're going to go, they're going to call you without me. They're not going to wait because they want to get moving. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions for me?
Just looking at the form.
The application?
Sorry,
okay.
I'm like reading through a couple of them too.
Yeah. Tell me anything that's, so basically what is your first and last name? You'll just put, you know, Elmer Santos, or you could put your full name. What is your email address? I would suggest using the email that you gave me that we have on file. What's the business name? Put the complete business name. What's the physical address for the business? Okay. What year was it established? Your EIN. If you have the EIN, you're going to put it here. If you don't have it, put your social. Okay?
Okay.
What state of was it incorporated? Like, where was it registered, the business? Okay? You're going to put it's Indiana, right, where you have it registered?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, where it says provide the certificate copy, you see the example we give you? That's the one you're going to upload. Okay? What is the business license? It's not a requirement for you. You're going to put N/A because it does not apply to you. You don't need the business license for the Google Guaranteed. Do you have one, though?
I don't. But where it says,
okay.
It says provide a business license.
Nope. Don't worry about that. On number 9 and 10.
Just because it doesn't like type anything in there.
Just leave it blank. Do you see where it says on number 9 and 10?
Yeah.
Note that the business license referred here is related to any industry-specific requirement certifications. This is not related to your taxpayer identification number. If a business license is not applicable, it's not required, please enter N/A. You'll put that on number 9 and 10.
Okay.
Skip 11.
Okay.
Skip 12.
Okay.
Now, where it says number 13, that is optional. You don't have to answer it.
Okay?
14, you don't need to answer it.
Okay.
15, what is the minimum monthly budget for the GG program? Put the one for the tree services because that's what you're focusing on more right now, so put the 400. Okay?
Okay.
The team is aware that you're going to be getting approved for all three categories, but again, they will not activate all three without confirming with you first what leads you want turned on. Okay? On 16, you're going to note here, list the services, the cities, excuse me, that you want to service. You could even put counties. Okay? This is just to give them an idea. You could always add in more later.
Okay.
17 says, what is the total number of business owners? One. Just you, right? So you're going to put one.
Okay.
What is the total number of field workers, customer facing, excluding the owners? Zero.
Okay.
Business owner's information. What's the primary business owner's name? You're going to put your name exactly how it shows on your social. Because on 20, it's asking you for your social security number. You want to make sure it matches, right?
Okay.
21, you'll put your birth date. Now, 22, 23, 24, 25, those all have to do with the information of the employees. It says, if you have field workers, you must fill this section out. If you have no field workers, please enter NA. So just put NA in 22, 23, 24, and 25, and then you submit. Okay? It's a really simple application. Again, if there's something that you're like, oh, man, I forgot what she said to say on that, or I'm not sure how to answer it, please call me, or the team will help you with it as well. Okay? All right. Well, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am super, super excited. Thank you so much for allowing us to help you grow your business.
No problem. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So we'll talk tomorrow, okay, Elmer?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. You have a beautiful day. You're very welcome. Bye.
Thanks. All right. Bye.